at Tango Ridge Golf Course, the home of the Deep Eddy Vodka Dunham and Miller Open Golf Tournament, raising money for Special Olympics. Thanks to all the P1s coming out to play today. And Gordo's got the wireless mic now. Going to go out and talk to a few of them. Gordo, come in.
I am. Let's talk to this guy. You going in there? You going on a bombing run?
Yeah. That's before we get started.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The rest of this. Well, good luck, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
Hey, it's Donovan.
It's Donovan. That's non-disclosure.
I didn't know he was going to be out of here.
Yeah. Oh,
he should have told us he's going to be here.
Yeah, he didn't tell us.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank
What's your name?
Scott Brock.
Scott Brock. Okay, look at this hat that he's got on. That's Major League Baseball.
Yeah, heck right. Yeah. Umpire.
Did you're an umpire?
I'm not an umpire. I just gave money to the umpires because they care.
Uh-huh.
See?
Oh, yeah. Umps care. Oh. What does that benefit?
Right. I don't know.
Oh, he's just glad they cared.
So you're playing today.
I am. Yeah.
How long have you been playing golf?
About 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started late in life.
Later than normal people.
What do you shoot?
What do I shoot?
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. Were you a high school athlete?
I was a baseball player.
And?
And I played baseball.
Were you a big dog in school?
What position did you play?
Second base.
Were you a good hitter?
No. I was very mediocre.
What was your high school girlfriend's name?
Alex.
Oh.
Alexandra.
What?
Alexandra.
Oh, okay.
I call her Alex.
Okay, you clarified. What's she doing now?
She's, I don't know. That's a good question.
Don't pretend you don't keep up with
Gordo
her on Facebook.
Look her up.
No, I'm not off Facebook.
How long did y'all go out?
3 or 4 years, I think.
That's a long time.
Oh, after high school, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you broke up after college or?
During college.
Why'd you break up?
A lot of fish out there.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Highland Park High School.
Okay. Scotty.
All right. Yeah. So you grew up wealthy.
No, I didn't grow up wealthy. My mom got remarried and moved me down here from Topeka, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
So that's not wealthy.
But your but your mom married a guy who was able to move into Highland Park.
Yeah, he didn't like me that much. He liked my mom. So it was awkward.
You never got along with the guy?
Oh, I did. I did eventually.
Eventually. Yeah. And did they stay married to the end of their lives?
What's that?
Did they stay married to the end of their lives?
They did.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. Did they ever have any children together?
No.
Did he bring any children into the marriage?
Yes.
And who were they?
My stepbrothers.
And
I don't know where they are right now, honestly.
Hey, Scott's a good P1. Stop interrogating him.
Yeah. You don't even know where they are?
Let's call it dysfunctional.
Okay, all right. We'll just call it dysfunctional. All right, thank you.
Scott, thank you for playing.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Sorry about the interrogation.
All right, talk to this guy over here. He's wearing pink as a theme.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
Will.
Oh, they've got team shirts.
Look at this. They do.
Yeah, I like it.
That's good.
So what are on your team shirts? It looks like it's a...
Self-portrait. It's a Sasquatch and a flamingo floaty.
Sasquatch and a flamingo floaty. And Will, where'd you go to school?
I went to L.D. Bell.
Blue Raider.
Blue Raider.
What year did you graduate?
98.
98. And then what'd you do after that?
Messed around at Stephen F. Austin for a couple months and then started working as an electrician.
Uh-huh. Never finished college.
No.
You don't need to if you're an electrician. You make bank doing that.
Some people do.
Yeah. Commercial electrician or a residential?
Mostly residential.
Uh-huh.
Audio, video, electrical, that whole deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go ahead, do some electricity talk with him. Go ahead, do some wiring talk with him.
I don't know any electricity talk.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
I bet you don't see three-phase wiring much in residential, do you?
I do not see that in residential very
often. There you
it
go.
Does happen. But
there you go.
All right, we're just having fun here.
We're just having fun. Yeah.
So you're still doing electrical work?
Yes, sir.
Own your own business?
I do.
Yep. Married?
Married, two kids.
Uh-huh. Where'd you meet the wife?
Just through high school friends.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your other high school friends date her first?
Not that I know of.
And you've been faithful?
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
Ooh. Having my house burned down a couple years ago.
Wow.
Jeez. For an electrician, that's not really a good sign.
Yeah, what happened there.
What happened?
So originally they thought it was the Christmas tree. They thought it was the lights. But then another inspector came in and did some digging And it was actually, we had a pet tortoise, and the heat lamp fell into the terrarium and caught the wood chips on fire.
What happened to the
nobody
tortoise?
Nobody was home, so it just went crazy. Nobody was there to catch it.
What I'm hearing is that the tortoise didn't make it.
If my kids are listening, the tortoise is fine, and it's exact same, the exact same tortoise we have now. If my kids,
wait, you did the replacement? You did pet replacement?
We had friends that were at the house before we got back, and their first order of business was driving to Plano to buy a new tortoise. So the kids, like, we lost everything.
So you just put the tortoise out in the front yard? Like, oh, hey, look, it got out.
It stayed at the vet for a few days, and so when it came back, you know, a week later, they didn't, you know, it was close enough. It didn't have a lot of personality, so it was pretty easy to fool them.
Just taped a water hose to it to act like the tortoise was trying to put out the fire.
So what kind of tortoise?
So the original one was a Russian tortoise, I believe. I think, but the new one is a Herman's tortoise, which is
very similar.
They're similar, but actually way more interactive.
Way more
as far as tortoises go.
Yeah.
You upgraded.
The bunker tortoise is a Russian tortoise.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got there. So the kids, they still don't know?
Until now.
How old are they?
9 and 7.
Okay. They're at school. It's all right.
And your house, total loss?
Total loss. It was still standing. About half of the house was actually burned. The other half was just smoke and water so bad that there were a few bins of clothes and, you know.
Pictures? Family pictures?
Most of the pictures are gone.
Have your digital life? Was it backed up somewhere?
Yeah, my wife's great with all that. So all the kids, like everything from the last 20 years, we have digital backups. But all the stuff from when I was a kid, Christmas ornaments from when we were both kids.
Oh man.
Stuff. A lot of stuff, you know, blankets, baby clothes from our kids.
Mm-hmm. How did that affect you, like, emotionally? Did you have any kind of, like, a sense of loss that comes over you afterwards?
Yeah, for sure. I think just as guys, you don't, that doesn't have as much meaning. Obviously, there's,
it affected her more than you.
What got me more emotional was the outreach from all of our friends. Yeah. That's still, like, that meant more to me than the stuff we lost. Like, that, people bring something over for the kids, and that would, I mean, that still makes me emotional.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Because that means more to me than the stuff. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But the dead tortoise never brought any tears.
not so much.
Poor tortoise.
It probably was a suicide, actually, come to think of it.
Kind of a boring life in that box.
Let's knock over that heat lamp.
Can't take it. This thing's only 2 square feet I'm living in. All right. Well, thank you, Will.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you for playing today.
Back to you guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Man.